bro.
Oh my goodness. Does anybody show up to work anymore? Huh?
Welcome to Utah.
Thanks for having me.
Good workout or how'd it go?
I think it was a good workout. Yeah.
Any more intense than any of the other ones you've been on, even though it was just 2 years?
I worked out for the Clippers last Tuesday. It was 101. It was about the same. Different things, but about the same intensity level. So, good workout.
I feel like you got a good feel for the Jazz and the organization. And
not really the organization, because I had met with them, young meeting after this. So, after that, then I'll get a good feel. But, nice city, real quiet, laid back like I am. So, good fit.
I think this is one of the teams that's more likely to call your name on draft night.
I think all the teams that I'm working out with was in my draft range, so I have a chance to go to all of them. So, I mean, wherever I go, I'm just going to make the best of it.
Had your wrist been fine during the workouts?
Yeah.
Did that whole deal give you any second thoughts about coming out or not?
When I sat down with Coach Williams, he was like, he wanted me to make a decision not based on my wrist, whatever, on how I felt and by the end of the year. So the wrist was no factor on me coming to school, me going back to school, and me coming out.
Well, how disappointing was it just to have that injury and have it kind of cut things short?
I mean, it was the toughest thing in my basketball career. It was the first time I've ever been hurt, other than like an ankle injury or something. But, I mean, it was real tough, and then we struggled in the season. So, just not being able to help the guys, I mean, it really hurt. It was tough on me.
How important are these workouts for you since you did miss a chunk of the season last year?
Oh, very, because it's more like I was like, my sophomore year really didn't count because we struggled. I got hurt halfway through the year. So, teams just really want to see what I really can do because they really didn't get a good feel this year. So, this gives me the opportunity to show the things that I can do.
What are the things you feel like you could step in and do?
I'm an improving shooter. I mean, I'm real confident in my jump shot right now. Rebound, block shots, play defense. So, I mean, just whatever team needs me to do.
Any memories of your dad's playing days? You were like 10 when he retired.
Yeah. Not too many memories.
What advice has he given you going through this process?
It's just a man's game now. It's all business, and it's not college, and it's serious. Everything's serious. It's not really too much joking, so that's just basically the main thing.
I feel like there's a legacy here for you to kind of follow in his footsteps.
Right, I just want to uphold our family tradition because my dad played in the league. Everyone respected him, how hard he worked, so just uphold that.
Did he ever play on a playoff team?
I don't think so.
10 years in the league and no
playoff
teams?
Yeah.
Would it be nice to get a chance to go to a good team?
Hopefully I can win a championship. I won two in high school, one in college, so not too many players won on every level, so that's just one goal of mine.
With your body, do you see yourself playing primarily forward? Do you think you can swing to play a little bit of three and muscle them?
I think I can guard the three and check the four, and if a team needs me to check center, I can do that. Whatever team needs me to do, I'm going to do.
Do you sell that in the interviews, the versatility?
I think it more speaks for itself. I mean, they asked me about it, but not really selling it. These teams, I mean, they're professionals. They know what they're doing. You can't fool them and say, hey, I'm a point guard when you're a center. You know, they know. So not really much convincing you can really do to a team.
So you can't play point?
Huh?
So you can't play point?
I mean, I think I can. But I'm not going there and tell Coach Sloan, hey, I'm a point guard. You know what I'm saying? Move Williams to the side and put me there. Like, no.
How close were you to coming out last year when you're coming off the championship?
Not at all. I wasn't close at all. When, at the championship game, I said, I'm coming back to school. And then all those mock drafts and stuff saying, hey, you're top this, top that. And then people thought I was coming out. But I said, right, championship game, that's coming back to school. So it wasn't up for discussion after that.
Was it easy this time?
I wouldn't say it's easy because, I had fun in Carolina. I mean, if I could do it again, I would. But, I'm just ready for a new challenge. I'm just ready for it right now.
What are the biggest things you feel like you need to improve on in order to come in and be a benefactor early on?
Just continue to get stronger and more explosive and just do whatever the organization that I get drafted to wants me to do. I mean, I think all the four teams I'm working out with, teams I got a chance to go with, all of them probably want me to do different things. So just whatever team I get drafted to.
How much excitement and anxiety do you guys have? I mean, we're 6 days away now.
I mean, it hasn't really hit me yet, but watching the game yesterday, I think like maybe like during halftime or something, they had like some like drafting y'all might have saw it or something like a little commercial or whatever. And that's just really like it. That's when it really like hit me like, damn, it's really coming close and it's going to be fun and exciting and nervous at the same time. So,
is this your last workout stop?
Oh, no. I have Indiana and Detroit left.
I feel like there's opportunity here if Carlos comes back.
I feel it would be an opportunity if he comes back or if he leaves, you know, because team needs size and athleticism in the front court, and I think I can play alongside with Booz and we can benefit off each other. So, I mean, I think no matter where he goes, there'll be opportunity here.
Rob's giving you any inside information on what's going to happen?
No, not really. Yeah. All right, thank you, man.
Thanks, guys.
All
right.
With the Jazz right